I can hear you making a ruckus in the kitchen downstairs. The clothes you've laid out for me fill my stomach with nervous butterflies. We aren't going out tonight, but you still want me to dress for dinner. I carefully pull the thigh-high stockings over my legs and clip them to my garter belt. The black lace at the top sits delicately against my soft skin. They match the panties you laid out for me, yet you said I'm not to wear a bra. I pull the satin nightgown on over my head, and the fabric is cool to the touch. My nipples harden at the sudden change in temperature. I turn to face the mirror and blush at the sight of myself. I tousle my long hair and let it fall around my shoulders before I start making my way towards you. I hope Master is happy with the way I look tonight. The smell of meat, potatoes, and fresh vegetables fills the air. You grin as I approach you. You signal me to twirl with a twist of your finger and seem very pleased at the sight of me. You tell me to set plates at the table, instructing me to set my place next to yours. What a treat! I get to eat sitting next to you tonight. You set a timer and take off your apron as you approach me. I flush at the sight of your bare chest and look at the ground, awaiting your instruction. You take my chin in your hand and kiss me hard, our tongues tasting one another between our lips. My skin gets hot as I notice your pants getting tight. Your cock is swelling, and I can see that you're hungry, but not for food. You sit me up on the dining table. You put your finger in my mouth to wet it before it goes between my legs. You move my panties aside, and I can feel the wetness against my slit. I am immediately needy. Please, sir, I beg. You lightly touch my folds and tease my pussy. I suck in a breath and plead again. Master, please? You smirk at my whining and I feel your finger press into me. I brace myself against your shoulders as you pump your finger in and out of my tight hole. Slow at first, until I start pressing my hips against your hand. You slip a second finger inside of me and I grip your shoulders harder. You capture my moans within your mouth in a rough kiss. Oh, Master, that feels so good. My pussy starts to tighten around your fingers. My juice is flowing into your hand. And you stop. No. Why, Master? You step back and return me to my feet. You direct me to my knees as you pull your cock out of your pants. I try not to pout as I obey your command. I clasp my hands behind my back and take your cock into my mouth. I lick and suck you until your cock is good and wet. You take my hair into your fist and I take a deep breath through my nose. In one motion, you push your cock past my tongue and into my throat. I swallow it and you groan. I can feel your cock throb in my neck. You pull backwards and push forwards again. I take another breath and swallow. You call me a good girl as you pet my hair. You do it once more and I moan with a mouthful. The vibration in my throat seems to push you too close and you withdraw from me. I cough a little, but catch my breath. You praise me again and pick me up from the floor. Your mood has shifted. It's almost primal. The wetness from my pussy is dripping out of me now. You sit me on the dining table once again, but your movements are hasty. You tear my panties with a swift tug of your finger to gain better access to my cunt. You put a hand on my throat and force me to lie flat on the table. Master, please, I need you inside me. You grip my hips and ease your cock into my tight pussy. You give my body a moment to adjust to your girth. Oh, you're so hard. Oh, it feels so good. Oh, I push my hips forward and you tighten your grip on my throat. I stop and see your irritated expression. I'm sorry. I don't mean to be greedy. Please, sir, will you please fuck me? A smirk returns to your face as you thrust your cock hard inside of me. My breath catches in my throat as I accept your full length. My nails dig into your chest as I start to lose myself in the pressure. You take your hand off of my neck and pin my wrist above my head. Your other hand sneaks itself into my nightgown and takes hold of my nipple, kneading and twisting it. Ugh. Your mouth is on my neck, and I feel the pain of a mark you are leaving behind. The sensations send me reeling. The pleasure is too much, and I can feel my pussy tighten around your hard cock. Master, will you please come inside me? Please. Come inside me, sir. You growl into my neck as you start to pump your cock harder and faster inside of me. The intense friction makes me unravel around you. My pussy squeezes and pulses as you let go of your orgasm inside me. That's it, sir. Please, I need it. Give me all of it. Fuck. Yes. Your cock starts to relax, and you collapse on top of me as you catch your breath. You free my hands and permit me to touch you. My fingers tremble as I gently run my nails through your hair and down your back. With one more breath, you withdraw yourself from me. Your cum drips out of my pussy, so thick and warm. My skin prickles in our post-coital afterglow. You kiss me deep as you help me return to my feet. You pet my hair with a satisfied grin. I look up at you and say, I'm hungry for food this time.